Let down your nets for a draught.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
What a useful word is that old English word that takes us way back in history, which occurs in today's gospel. Draft. A draft fills the nets with fish today. A draft fills armies with soldiers and glasses with beer. A draft slakes thirst and satisfies hunger. The dictionary defines draft as the act of drawing and that which is drawn. And we think of our Lord on the cross, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw all things to myself. We considered at Corpus Christi how it was, St. Augustine teaches this, that when we go to Holy Communion with our Lord, we feed him with the sweet honey of our souls. On this last of our solemnities this summer, the precious blood, Jesus sends Peter out fishing. Our Lord sends him because he's thirsty. And that which is caught, all of those fish, stands for souls, which alone are able to assuage his burning thirst. So dying on the cross, having lost a great quantity of blood and utterly dehydrated, he cries out one of his seven last words, Sitio, I thirst. But his thirst is for you and for me. His ardent desire, says St. Thomas Aquinas, his ardent desire for the salvation of men, that is what makes our Lord to be so thirsty. The little flower, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, was captivated by this concept of Christ's thirst. And she used to meditate long and well that long gospel in Lent on the fourth Friday, which tells the story of our Lord. Remember, it was noon on a Friday, and he is sitting at Jacob's well, and St. John says he was thirsty. And he asks the Samaritan woman, a woman of scandalous life, who certainly went to the wrong church, he asks her for a drink. The creator of the world, Thérèse finally realized, was asking this lady, who had given her love too freely to too many men, to love him at the last. This Jesus, who was on his way to die in great thirst to win her to be her Savior. He thirsted for love, St. Thérèse concludes. And this is why he asks you, just as he did the apostles, to let down your nets for a draught. He's thirsty, our Lord is. He's thirsty for souls. Which is why he asks you on a hot day for a draft, some cold one to refresh him, to relieve his thirst. So he asks you, let down your nets for a draft, and you do. Of course you do. You're his follower. God love the ladies who are free and in their single state cast nets not for a man, but for men. The Marthas, I mean, in our churches and schools, their mothers really to so many children, year after year. And what of married couples joined by the sacrament of matrimony? And the great quest for souls, husband and wife together, letting down their nets for a draft. And then, having caught those little souls, they draw them right to Jesus. They treasure their catch, but have no thought of hoarding them, but only to hand them on up to our Lord there at his cross. Catholic couples who share Christ's thirst for souls receive all of those little fishes with all possible joy, even if at times it seems the net is about to break. We were blessed this past week, as I mentioned in the announcements, by the presence of the Sisters of St. Thomas Aquinas, rare religious to be seen in our midst, realizing, even if just for a day or two, what a handful of properly trained and dedicated religious could do, who themselves are burning with thirst for souls. Pray for vocations. From henceforth, thou shalt catch men. Boys, I want you to think about that today. Girls for the convent and boys for the seminary. What if God is calling one of you to be a priest? Don't just think about it, boys. Pray for it. Pray that God may give you the most noble of vocations, the priesthood, so that you may be a full-time fisherman, a fisher of souls. The Curé of Ars says that when they want to destroy religion, they always start by attacking the priest. Because he says, you see, no priest, no sacrifice. And if there's no sacrifice, well, then there's no religion worthy of the name. Think of that, won't you, the next time you're tempted? There's a whole generation of children that have been raised hearing just this kind of talk, which perhaps explains the dearth of vocations in our midst, and spells as well, is it? The very death knell of true religion. Ah, the Curé of Ars concludes, never speak ill of priests. But then you would say, but he said, but he did, but the scandal of it. Never speak ill of priests, he says. Besides, I don't think there's a priest on the face of the earth who doesn't, at least from time to time, realize things in his soul and get down on his knees at the feet of the Master and cry out in all sincerity, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. St. Catherine of Siena, today's saint in a special way because she is the saint, the mystic of the precious blood, was once told in a vision, they say, by God the Father, it is my will that the sins of the clergy should not lessen your reverence for them. The reverence you pay, you might say, to his reverence is not paid to him at all, but to me, God the Father insists. Why? In virtue of the blood I have entrusted to them, to their ministry. So speaks the Eternal Father, who would have the priest, the heavenly fisherman, not a functionary in our midst, but a true father. Consider all of those fishes waiting in the depth of the sea. It doesn't matter if so far you haven't caught very many. Cast your nets again, because there's not a one of you our Lord doesn't invite today to come fishing with me. So many fish just waiting to be drawn down there. And think of it, you don't have to throw back the little ones. The little ones are the easiest to catch. And they're the very best ones to catch for Christ. Consider Christ crucified
Remember why he is thirsty, his ardent desire for the salvation of mankind. And to think that you could draw him a draft, a refreshing cold beer on a warm evening to relieve his thirst. That's what the friars used to do for Padre Pio. He burned continually, you know, with a kind of a fever for the passion of Christ he bore in his body, stigmata, but as well that burning thirst for souls he shared with our Lord. But when the friars came to his room sometimes in the evening with a glass of cold beer, he always took it gratefully, and he always drank it, until, curiously enough, under the reign of John the 23rd, the Vatican forbade that. And from then on, he made that sacrifice too. But no one is forbidding you, and Jesus himself is thirsty. Did you hear the other week about the longest-serving drafted soldier in the American Army? He started out being drafted during the Vietnam War in the early 1970s under President Nixon, and he stayed all the way till this month. He retired on the 4th of July as Sergeant Major of the Army. He recalled that when the letter came from the draft board, it came with President Nixon's name on the envelope, and he confesses that in his naivete, this teenager thought it was a personal invitation, which he was free to accept or to reject. Well, you can imagine the Army set him straight on that in a hurry. But you mustn't wait for a personal invitation. It is true, you may accept the command or you may reject it, but do look for your way to give him that draft, to let down your net. Stay with the thought, as Holy Mass continues now, that he is thirsty and that you have it in your power to give him to drink. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.